Many artists spend a lifetime trying to build a legacy. But one recent installation at the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education was instead built to disappear slowly over time. WHYY's Nima Rishania headed to Philadelphia's Roxborough neighborhood to take a look.
Take a walk through the woods at the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education on the edge of Philadelphia, and it won't take long for you to run into non-object number one, an art installation by local artist and professor Jake Beckman. Over the next 10 years or so, the wooden sculpture will degrade into the ground. This land was once used for farming, and Beckman says the structure will fortify the soil with the local woodland fungi it was stripped of many years ago.
This was a very disturbed area. This was used for a lot of farming. And so the species, the biodiversity of many plants, but particularly in my interest, fungus, is less in this area. And so part of the idea was bringing foraging, finding examples of fungus from other parts of the property and kind of bringing them and reintroducing them to this part of the property.
The piece looks like a pyramid of small craters. Each crater has been filled with wood chips that have been inoculated with a fungus. The area has already changed since its installation in April, says the Schuylkill Center's Director of Environmental Art, Christina Catanese.
You can see the seasonal changes in the vegetation that's surrounding it and the changes in the sculpture itself. But then it presents almost infinite opportunities to look closely and see what's happening on the tiniest scale. And I think it presents an opportunity to practice close observation in a way that we don't often do.
Beckman, who comes by the site about once a month to check on it, says the sculpture is already fitting in with its surroundings a bit more.
Kind of stood out in the landscape a lot. You know, it was pretty glaring. And then as time has progressed, it's weathered and started to blend in a little bit more.
The piece is made entirely of wood and is joined together in a process called biscuiting. It's a first for Beckman, who has never worked on a degradable structure before. To make it fully degradable, no metals, irons, or plastics were used. He says it comes with its own set of challenges and surprises.
Well, so much of my work has been about making things that are archival, that will last and stand the test of time. And conceptually also, I think there was something really nice about not having to feel like I'm fighting against time, but really working with time.
And for those taking a stroll through the Schuylkill Center, there's always something new to discover at non-object number one.
Whoa, I don't know what that is.
Slimy.
Might be a fungus, might be some kind of...
For WHYY, I'm Nima Rishania.